This is Chris Bricker for KPTZ. Each week, we bring you a series created by renowned translator of Chinese poetry, Bill Porter, A Journey Along the Silk Road. So sit back and enjoy the journey and lose yourself in the mystery of the Silk Road.
This is Bill Porter on the Silk Road. We're in Xinjiang province, 45 kilometers east of Turfan, at the ruins of the ancient city of Gaochang. Along with the Buddhist art of Dunhuang, the ruins of Gaochang are one of the highlights of a trip along the Silk Road. Nowhere else in China are such ruins so accessible, so extensive, or so impressive. Nowhere else can 20th century visitors get a feel for the look and the layout of a Silk Road city as it existed more than 1,000 years ago. Gaochang was first established as a small Chinese garrison in the 1st century BC, but it soon became the capital of an independent state, and it flourished as a cultural and political center until it was destroyed by the Mongols in the 13th century. During his excavations here in 1905, the German archaeologist von Lecoq discovered an underground chamber that contained the corpses of more than 100 Buddhist monks who died a violent death at the hands of the city's conquerors. But von Lecoq discovered more than Buddhist art and corpses. He also unearthed the remains of a Nestorian church with a Byzantine-style mural depicting a Palm Sunday procession. And in what was apparently a Manichaean church, he found a life-size portrait of Mani, the religion's founder. He also found Manichaean manuscripts that revealed to the world for the first time the history and doctrines of this unique and now vanished sect. Gaochang was a cosmopolitan city, where the latest news from Baghdad and Rome was exchanged for the latest gossip from the Chinese court in Chang'an, and to walk among its ruins was an unforgettable experience. We followed a trail left by previous visitors to the city's southwest corner and the place where the monk Xuanzang went on a hunger strike 1,300 years ago. This is Bill Porter on the Silk Road.
You can find past episodes of Bill Porter's journal in our podcast archive at kptz.org, where each adventure leads to another in a journey along the Silk Road.